After all the debate and controversy, there's just no clearer idea of what it's all about today than there's ever been. Monday, President Bush issued an executive order requiring federal contractors to verify their employees' legal working status, adding to recent high-profile roundups that we've all been reading about. But state officials, frustrated by the federal government's efforts, have been cracking down on their own. Among many states, new laws go into effect this summer in Oklahoma and South Carolina that toughen up local law enforcement power. John Davey in Florida, he knows all about this. He's an owner of, he is the owner of Panhandle Handle Growers in Florida. Welcome, John.
Welcome. Thank you.
I understand the sheriff deputies, they showed up at your tree business, and what happened?
They took 13 of our employees.
And they told you, did they explain why?
I wasn't right there in the office. When the lead man came up, I was out in the field and saw the vehicles, some of the vehicles on the perimeter of the field.
You had documentation for these men who were taken away. Describe what your feeling was about the paperwork you had.
Well, that's part of the problem is we had I-9s and Social Security, copies of Social Securities, and in some cases resident alien cards on file.
And so you felt there was some question in your mind as to whether or not they were legal or illegal immigrants, but for the most part, you had the paperwork, right?
Well, we had what we believed was required by all the information that we read out of government documents on employees.
Also joining us is Damian Cave, the Miami Bureau Chief for the New York Times, who's been tracking these local immigration crackdowns. And Damian, it sounds like a lot of frustration and confusion. Is this common, what John Davey has experienced?
Well, what I've found is that around the country, there's a lot of pressure being put on local sheriffs to do something about illegal immigration. And this is sometimes in communities that have large increases over the past few years, but not necessarily serious problems associated with illegal immigration. You know, in this area, in John Davey's area, for example, there weren't guys on corners. The sheriff couldn't show me an increase in crime or anything that was associated with that. This was, according to many people in the community, an effort to do something based on an increase in complaints in an election year.
And what do you think is motivating those complaints if there seems to be no real consequence for the number of illegal immigrants in these communities?
Well, it's a mix of things. One is the economy is down, and so people often look to illegal immigrants as someone who's taking a job, whether they have evidence of that or not. At the same time, as this has become a national debate, some of the cultural and legal issues have become more prominent. You know, a lot of people I've heard complain about the language issue. You know, they really feel that these people who come, and if they don't speak English, somehow they're of, you know, lesser value or less willing to assimilate to American culture. And so a lot of the pressure is a mix of economic complaints and cultural complaints about fears of this group of community, this group of Latinos in particular, that won't assimilate. Again, in many cases, there isn't evidence of that. This is just a very emotional response, in part, that's based on fears about the economy and fears about culture.
Damian, let me throw a number out to you. 1,562 bills related to illegal immigration were filed in 2007. 240 of those became law in states. We're not talking about proposals at the national level.
Well, this speaks to this trend where, because Congress has remained relatively inactive on revising immigration law, states and local police enforcement have been forced to act or feel that they're forced to act. So you have these laws growing all over the country, in Mississippi and Oklahoma, most recently just in the past week in South Carolina, that do things like make it illegal to transport illegal aliens. So the concern in some cases is, well, if I'm just driving a bunch of guys, I have no idea if they're legal or illegal to church or to work or to the beach, does that make that person a criminal?
Right.
And many of these laws do criminalize that. So it's a serious change in terms of how immigration used to be treated as a civil offense. And at the state and local level, it's becoming much more criminalized.
John Davey, final question. What would you like to see happen? You're a little frustrated that Congress hasn't acted?
Yes, I think that's where the decision needs to be made, so it's uniform across the board in every city, county, state, municipality, so that it's all the same everywhere.
And everyone's clear about what is legal activity and what is illegal activity.
You know, it seems to me in our day of technology that we can identify people by fingerprinting and voice printing without a problem. So we know who everybody is and where they are and if they're working, and obviously there is a need. So,
John Davey, co-owner of Panhandle Growers in Pace, Florida, thank you. And Damien Cave, Miami Bureau Chief for the New York Times, thank you also.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.